Welcome back for another Hot Take Hot Talk, a short-form episode format which will be filled with discussions on the latest scandals, controversies, and breaking news in South Korean pop culture. In this episode, we cover Omega X and the alleged abuse they endured by CEO of their company, Spire Entertainment. It's going to be a wild ride, so buckle up.
Hi everyone, welcome back to Idol Talk, where we explore South Korean pop culture one obsession at a time. My name is Nathan and I'm your host.
Hey everyone, I'm Ashley and I am very excited for the new SM reality show for SM Rookies titled Welcome to NCT Universe. I'm so excited.
And what's going to happen?
It starts today, actually. November 16th. I don't know what's supposed to happen. It just says that we're just gonna meet the new SM rookies.
Okay, cool. Yeah, they've been and around the media for a good part of the year already.
Yeah, and they are. The show is titled NCT Universe, and so they're going to be part of NCT. Maybe in a unit with Sungchan and Shitaro?
Sounds about
right. Or they'll just put them in there and have them float around like Sungchan and Shitaro.
That's true.
For 2 years.
2+ years going on almost.
Yeah.
All right. And Gabe.
Hello, everybody. I'm Gabe. Good to be back for another episode. And I just wanted to flag for everyone the sad news that girl group Bandit has disbanded. Yeah, so they were...
Terrible news.
I know, they were famous. Well, they were never really that famous, to be quite frank. But they were famous and they were memorable for me because, one, their music was good. I loved their music. Title tracks were great. And two, I'll always remember that M Countdown
stage
where it's Bandit versus SF9 for the trophy.
And wait, then, was it SF9?
Oh, no, it was Newest.
Newest.
It was Bandit versus Newest for the trophy, and I just remember Newest got all the points for, like, every single category, and Bandit got, like, single-digit points in some of the categories, and they were just laughing it off the whole time. It was great.
That is what almost turned me into a, not stan, but a considering listening to their music. Is because they had such great humor about themselves.
It's just because, you know, having genuine reactions is something that you don't get very much.
Yes.
And it was like a breath of fresh air. The girl was like laughing it off, and then one of the other members was like, stop laughing, we're on camera.
I mean, and we're kind of jesting at the situation, but that was probably like...
That was like their highlight. Peak. Yeah.
Which was 2 years ago. So, we're soon going to talk about what it's like to, you know, just be a K-pop idol, some of the conditions that they go through, maybe especially ones that are more disproportionately targeted against smaller companies. They just, like, don't have a lot of resources to keep it up, right?
Yeah.
So it's tough. Well, anyways, so... We're back with a new episode with the Hot Take Hot Talk, which we know that our listeners really love. And this time we are going to talk about just something that I feel like is evolving every single day.
Yeah.
And we see new information about it every day, which is why we held off on it until now. And we're going to talk about what's been going on with the boy group Omega X. Like, what is happening here?
So far.
And so far, through our recording date, November 16th. And even before we do that, Ashley's going to go ahead and overview the group for us.
Yeah. So Omega X is an 11-member boy group, formerly under Spire Entertainment. Their group members are Jaehyun, Hwi-chan, Sebin, Hangyeom, Taedong, Zen? It's spelled X-E-N. I don't even know how you pronounce that. Jaehyun, Kevin, Jung-hoon, Hyuk, and Ye-chan. They made their debut with Spire on June 30th, 2021. Mm. So Omega X is known because all of their members are formerly from other groups. There's actually one member that's in an active group, and the other 10 are all from disbanded groups. The group that he's in is just inactive because the other members are in the military. So he's just like not doing anything right now. Yeah. And the members are ages 27 to 21. The leader is 27. The maknae is 21. Their group name comes from the Greek alphabet letter Omega, which means the end or final, and holds the meaning that the group intends to on being the final boss in the K-pop industry.
Hence yeah, Omega.
Okay.
Yeah, they've had
all right, let's be gracious to these little children.
In the promos for their first mini album for their debut, they even called themselves like the K-pop Avengers, which is a very strong description for a group that
came post Super M.
Post Super M and post like their disbanded groups. Like their groups disbanded because they were not successful and they all landed over here and now they're the K-pop Avengers. I don't know.
Regardless of that.
Yes. Their fandom name is 4X, and their Korean name for the fandom is Poegi. So it's actually for baby.
Oh. Mm-hmm.
Like the ending is for baby. It says the two syllables for X were swapped to the two similar sounding syllables for baby as a cute play on words. The members often combine the two in English saying 4X baby or babies. Yes. A lot of the groups that these members have came from are mostly unknown. Some of the groups were formerly band groups, similar to Day 6. One group I did recognize called One Team. I don't remember the name of their songs, but I do remember the name of their group. So don't know why they disbanded either. And then the reason for their disbandings are, again, probably popularity. And their groups, their former groups were... Their lifespan ranged from like debuting in 2017 and disbanding in 2020 or 2019. So some of them are actually seasoned idols.
So for these idols that came from these disbanded groups, would you say that they're like the creme of de la creme of their group, or were they like a sub-vocal?
Yeah. No. Some of them were main vocals and visuals of their previous groups.
Okay. So it's like the best of the worst, so to speak.
The best of a group that at KCON they would talk about underrated groups. This would probably fall over there.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Yeah. Okay, so about the group's history... they debuted in June 2021 with their title track, Vamos. Their title track has 7.8 million views on YouTube as of today, and that's actually their highest streamed song. Mm-hmm. So their subsequent title tracks actually decrease in view count. Then in January 2022, they had a second mini album titled Love Me Like. June 2022, they had their first studio album titled Story Written in Music. July 2022, they announced a world tour titled Omega X World Tour Connect Don't Give Up. August 2022, they announced their first Japanese mini album, Stand Up. And then September 2022, they released an English version of one of their old title songs, Love Me Like. So next, the world tour. I was honestly surprised that they had a world tour because they only debuted last year, but I guess they were really popular. Last year they won at the Seoul Music Awards Rookie of the Year.
Oh.
Yeah. So they were popular last year. Their world tour consisted of 16 shows, 2 legs, and 4 canceled shows. The 2 legs were the canceled. I bring up the canceled shows because they're actually important to the drama that we're going to be talking about. The 2 legs were Latin America from September 16 to 29, and North America from October 4 to 22. It is surprising that they had so many stops in Latin America. They had 6 total, but one of them had to get canceled. And I suspect it's because a lot of their music, especially their early mini albums, have like a Spanish, like a Latin theme to it. Their first title track or their first title is called Vamos. And they kind of like carried that Spanish influence throughout.
So then that brings us, when is the last time they came back? Do we know?
The last time they came back was...
it this year?
It was this year.
Okay.
So June 2022.
Okay, so they are active.
They are active.
So to speak. Okay.
So their Latin show had, or Latin America tour had 5 stops, North America tour had 11 stops.
That's a lot of stops.
Yeah, uh-huh. 16 shows total. The 4 canceled shows were 1 show in Brazil due to unforeseen circumstances. And then the 3 others were North America shows canceled due to a local promoter. So... there was a lot happening during the tour that was stressful. They partnered with MC Entertainment, which was their tour management company for the North American leg. And according to some blog posts by CEO Kong, she partnered with this company. I guess she was in charge of the tour. She partnered with the company, and all of the communications with them seemed a little bit scammy. Like, they weren't fulfilling their end of the tour contract. They wouldn't pick them up. Like, they told them that buses were going to be there when at the end of the show or at the airport, but they didn't show up, you know. They were in charge of booking all the venues, and some of the venues fell through for whatever reason. So a couple shows into the North American leg, Spire Entertainment dropped their tour management company and decided to manage the tour themselves. So for the rest of the North American leg, I think it was like 8 shows, the entertainment company managed it themselves. And it was all a lot for the CEO because they're a very small company. She was doing it herself. And on top of that, her dad passed away. So she was like trying to coordinate her dad's funeral and also keep up with the tour management. And this brings us to what you guys are going to talk about. This is what sparked a lot of conversation online because fans first were concerned that tour dates were like canceling left and right. And then on top of that, there were videos surfacing of the entertainment company yelling at the members.
Okay, well, here's where I'll step in. So first of all, while you were talking, I looked up the... Just to give our listeners a sense of the types of venues that they're performing at. They performed at the Orpheum Theater, which holds about 2,000 people. So, I mean, that's pretty... I guess that's within my expectation for a group like Omega X. But anyways... Okay, so I'll go ahead and take over from here, which leads us to, all of a sudden, Omega X started to become in the media every single day, and I was like, sent it to Idol Talk, and I was like, what's going on? And then at that point, it was still, like, very new. Like, some people were, like, the situation was evolving. So it starts October 22nd. And it starts in Los Angeles, actually, because that was the end of their world tour. It just happened to be in the United States. And as Ashley was alluding to, there is leakage of footage, and at this point it's only audio footage, of what they now believe to be this one of the CEOs of the company, Spire Entertainment, and her last name is Kung, so we'll call her Kung because there's multiple heads of the company going on here. So Kung CEO was, at this point again, it's only audio, but you can clearly hear her say, like, verbally abusing the members. And it's very aggressive language. And you can also, once she stops talking, or once she stops kind of yelling, you can hear, like, rustling at the end. Like, which many assumed to be, and I say assumed because you can't see it, so many assumed that that is physical abuse. And from my take of listening to it, that definitely sounds like something is going on there. So that's when this whole controversy begins. And the controversy continues, and Spire Entertainment kind of feeds into it. If it was nothing, you don't respond. But they decided to respond, and... they sent out this statement, and I'll go ahead and just summarize it. They were just like, oh, like, after the tour, we just went to dinner, and we just decided to celebrate because it was the end of the tour. We talked about a lot of the positives, but we talked about the highs and the lows, right? And that's why it got a little bit heated there. Like, that's what they decided to go with. That it got a little bit heated because they talked about the highs and the lows. And they were also talking about, they were also talking about ways that they could move forward and improve and that the like. But don't worry, all the hard feelings got resolved, though. This is what the company is saying. They're like, we're really sorry for, not the situation, but they're sorry that you're concerned, basically. So that was the response. Later on, what gets leaked is not just the audio, but a visual of what's going on. And it's like a four minute video, that was compiled. And at this point, the news organizations are also covering it. Like SBSS is getting a special glimpse of this, or like special report of this. KBS is getting a special report of that, right? So what they see in this video is one of the members, especially Jaehyun, right? Is that right, Ashley? Mm-hmm. Okay, Jaehyun.
Their leader,
yikes. Okay, their leader was kind of claiming that he's in a lot of pain. He's about to faint. He's like visibly like almost collapsing in the video. And the Kung CEO is still basically like, what's wrong with you? Get up. And is like still treating him like really poorly. So there's still verbal abuse there. And, you know, it just escalates. And all the other members are like, oh, he's like really sick, like whatever. Yeah, I mean, and so on and so forth. But her wrath is not letting up, basically.
Yeah.
Meanwhile, this is all happening like at a restaurant in LA and in an LA hotel, wherever they might be. LA is a big place. So they need to go home because they're from Korea. So this becomes a problem because apparently one of the representatives from the company basically canceled their tickets. So none of them could go home. And these are like 21 to 27 year olds. And as we know from just thinking about revenue in K-pop, like, yes, the best of the best make it, but the lower publicly savvy groups are not making all that much. Like, it's really hard for them. Mm-hmm. So they're trying to, like, muster up the money to, like, get back home. And not even all of them have enough money to go home. So some of the members, they had to, they all had to purchase by themselves, but some of them had to use their own money. Some of them didn't even have enough of their own money and had to ask their parents for help to get home. And one of the netizens, like, looked up at what, like, at that point, what was, like, the cheapest flight to get back to South Korea. And the cheapest flight was about $650, right? And I was like, okay, like, $650, that's not terrible for a last-minute flight. Okay, this was a $650 flight, but it had such long layovers that they wouldn't get there for 24 hours.
Wow.
So, yeah, you can get home, but it's going to take you a while. In any case, they do end up going back home. But at the same time, as Ashley was mentioning with MC Entertainment, they confirmed a lot of the negative experiences that the members were going through, Respire Entertainment. And they basically put out a statement saying in the 13 years of working with artists that this was the absolute worst experience that they've had too.
This was from MC Entertainment.
This is from MC Entertainment, which was the event organizer for the North American tour stops. Yes. So.
Wow.
Well, my story ends by they get back to Korea. So, Gabe?
Oh, yeah. So, they get back to Korea, and a lot of these allegations are, like, now public because, you know, stuff is circulating on Twitter, the news outlets are covering it, whatnot. And so the members reveal through a separate non-company social media account on Instagram, kind of, like, all of the scandal, like, they basically confirmed that they were being mistreated by the company and that they couldn't communicate it earlier to the fans because they signed NDAs that they couldn't have social media outside of the company's control. Mm. So the members basically confirmed all the allegations and whatnot.
I saw an article, or I read an article about one of their members. Fans were concerned about Hui Chan because he's the one that posts most on their fan cafe and on social media. And after a certain date, he wasn't posting at all. And then he randomly posts, like, he starts lives and then 10 seconds later, they are abruptly ended. And he does that 12 times. And so fans are like, what's going on? Like, do they have a social media ban from their company?
Yeah.
Right.
So this whole thing, so their non-company Instagram comes out. The company releases a
statement. Sorry, their non-company Instagram.
Yeah, so in response to the non-company Instagram, the company releases a statement basically saying the CEO is resigning, kind of like not admitting guilt, but admitting that, you know, things happen and they were mistreated. But the issue with the CEO resigning from the position is that the chairman of the company is the CEO's husband, and he is still, like, really involved in the company's affairs. So a lot of people are saying that even though she resigned in response to kind of the revelations that the members brought forth to the public, she's still probably has influence in the company through her husband, who's the spokesperson and chairman, whatever, of the company.
Yeah.
So that brings us next to the members holding a press conference with their lawyers, basically announcing that they're going to press charges against the CEO and the company for everything that happened. And in the same press conference, they reveal that the abuse was even more severe than what was earlier communicated to the public. Basically that they were like sexually assaulted and abused, as well as verbally assaulted and abused and physically assaulted, etc. And so that includes things like the CEO would make threats to them, like withholding, releasing like albums or releasing content if they didn't, if they didn't do what she told them to do.
Yeah. So, I had read that like there was abuse in the sense of like, if they didn't drink with them, that she would withhold an album from them. Like, that's the last thing that I read about what they revealed at the press conference.
Yeah. Or if, like, they didn't, like, answer her text messages, like, in weird hours of the morning or the night. Like, the CEO considered that to be, like, bad behavior, basically. And so, some of the sexual assault allegations include, like, inappropriate touching, making them listen to her breathing noises.
What?
And then, holding hands, like, linking arms, like, that kind of stuff. So it wasn't, like, it wasn't to the severity of, like, sexual violence to the point where, like, she's raping these kids, basically. So
well,
it wasn't,
we don't know yet, but...
Well, yeah, we don't know that, but that's not... From what we know, that's not the extent.
That's not the current allegations.
Yeah. Those aren't the current allegations. But their lawyers, the members' lawyers, are arguing that if this happened to like a girl group, and the gender roles were reversed, it would be considered like a really serious criminal offense.
Yeah.
And everything. So that's kind of where we are right now. That press conference just happened a few days ago, I think. And so TBD on what happens with the pressing charges and whatnot, and we'll see if she actually goes to jail or what happens, or if they come to a settlement.
Wow.
But, yeah.
I read that as part of her verbal abuse, she would tell them, like, if you don't do something, then I'll kill you and I'll also kill myself, or I'll kill myself. She just threatened to kill herself and or them.
Oh my gosh.
And it made me think, like, wow, this is a really toxic relationship.
It's really toxic. And Gabe, does that finish off where we are to today?
Pretty much, yeah. All the members, all the members, they released another statement through their non-company Instagram that was like, all members of Omega X are standing strong together. This is just the gist of what they were saying, and that they're going to continue to like fight for justice, and they're going to try to, you know, deliver more stuff for the fans in the future. But...
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I think the future of the group is in serious question, just given like everything that's happened. If this group disbands under this company, like, I don't think there's going to be another company who would pick up these idols. Right?
Well, I don't know. I feel like most people are on the side of the idols here. So maybe they can turn this around.
I read that they are no longer part of Spire Entertainment, and the members trademarked their group name and their fandom name.
Yeah, so at the end of the timeline, I think what is kind of going on right now is that they're trying to separate contractually.
Got it.
From Spire Entertainment. But they have to do so legally because termination is difficult.
Yeah.
Right.
Because they signed the original agreement and whatnot. I think, so.
Right. And so this I mean, deja vu with some of the other contract endings that we've seen, that like Kung Daniels took what, how long? Like a whole year.
Like a couple
plus.
Of years.
Yeah. Was it 2 years?
Yeah.
Yeah, it was a long time.
I think it was 2 years.
Yeah, it was a long time.
I was actually thinking about Kong Daniel after learning all this information because, I mean, Kong Daniel was like number one guy of Produce. And so he was able to overcome like basically a 2 year hiatus.
Right.
And become really popular. But these members, I mean, granted, there are 11 of them and they have their own individual fame from their previous groups. Is their combined fame with like Omega X and their previous fame like enough to overcome a potential 2 year hiatus while they deal with their legal battle? I don't know.
I mean, you bring up a great point. Yeah. You know, while I could be optimistic, I can also say that it'll be really hard to pass through a 2 year hiatus.
It would be hard even if none of this happened and they were still just releasing music.
That's true.
And like, it was a normal like relationship with a normal CEO and everything. Like, it's hard just to make it regardless of the assault and battery charges and whatnot.
Oh, yeah, I will say that I didn't know about Omega X prior to this happening.
I probably had heard of them, but I didn't know them all that well.
I had like one
song. That's an understatement.
In my playlist, but that's it. I didn't know who they were or anything. I just had the song.
But now, I mean, people are talking about them, rightfully. I mean, in not a good situation, but you know, perhaps again, this will turn around some newfound publicity in a positive way. Maybe post contractual separation, right? So there's still a lot of unknowns, unfortunately, and I think Idol Talk as a whole can really say that we hope that they're okay mentally and physically, and abuse in K-pop should not be happening. This brings up the conversations that people have had for generations and generations of K-pop, which is like treatment of idols in terms of companies.
Yeah.
Which is why originally contracts were 10 years and now they lowered them to 7.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that was one of the reasons. But, you know, I wonder what kind of policy oversight, like government oversight, will transpire as a result of this so that the conditions, so that we have more guardrails against things like this happening. So we can only send our best wishes to them. And does anyone else have any other comments on this situation?
Omega X fighting.
Seriously. Seriously.
It's good that they're staying together at least. Yeah.
Yes. Yes. I mean, when bad things do happen, it, you know, usually it's also a time for them, an opportunity for them to come together. Mm-hmm. So, okay. Well, thanks to our listeners for tuning into this short Hot Take Hot Talk on Omega X. Let us know what you think. If you have any comments or questions for us, feel free to email them at idletalkpod@gmail.com. We are also on Instagram at idletalkpod, and rate, review, and subscribe to us on all of our major podcast directories and streaming platforms. And on a positive note, this was our... this was our 100th episode, so while we didn't necessarily have that much to celebrate, we're so glad that the listeners have stayed with us for so long, and that we're glad to celebrate this milestone with them. So
new and exciting things to come.
Yeah, hopefully 100 more episodes to come. Maybe not covering events like this, but you know. In any case, thank you to our listeners for tuning in, and we'll talk to y'all later. Goodbye.
Bye.
Bye.